All right, so today we are talking about the top five reasons you are barely having sex in your marriage. And as most of you know, over the next week, we're going to be talking exclusively about marriage, long-term relationships, and how you can reignite the spark in those relationships, how you can feel more connected and have healthy communication with your partner, along with many other things, because I have just launched a new program called the Relationship Revival, but we are going to talk about that later. So, the top five things, or the top five reasons that you're not, or that you're barely having sex in your marriage. Now, if you're not having sex in your marriage, or you're barely having sex in the marriage, post in the comments, or send me a message. Let me know what you think the top five are. And I'm going to jump right in because obviously we're recording this on Facebook and we're all busy people. So let's get started. So, number one, and these are not in chronological order based on how damaging they are or how important they are. They are just literally my top five reasons why you're probably not having enough or any sex at all in your relationship. So, just a side note, we are not talking about medical conditions. We are not talking about highly induced trauma conditions. We are not talking about separation or living in different areas, as my husband and I are doing right now. We're not talking about any of those. We are talking about regular, everyday reasons why you're not having sex. So, number one, work and business. So, whether you have a full-time job, whether you run your own business, you have a tendency, and I know I have, you have a tendency to get so caught up in what's going on in your business. Typically, we all get into relationships, we all get married, or whether they're long-term relationships, co-partnerships, whatever they are. Your ideal scenario is you're going to get married and you're going to be with that person until death do you part. It's literally in the vows. This is a promise that you make to your partner that you are going to do everything that you possibly can do to make this relationship last and work until you both die. You've made that promise. I've made that promise. Absolutely, I've made that promise. So why is it that the children get put before your relationship, your business gets put before your relationship, your work gets put before your relationship, the mortgage gets put before your relationship? All of these life events that you take on after you've made this promise get in the way of your relationship, right? And then you have a stagnant relationship and you have an unhappy relationship. You lose that partnership. Now, let me ask you, when your children are born, absolutely, you are 24/7 a parent, but you're 24/7 a wife, you're 24/7 a husband, you are 24/7 you for your entire life. But when your children grow up, as they become teenagers, as they move out of the house, go to college, whatever it is that they do as they become adults, they're going to leave your house, right? They're not going to stay with you long term for the rest of your life. You'll always be their parent, they'll always be your child, but they are going to start their own lives. They're going to create their own promises and their own relationships where they're going to make the same promises, right? You aren't going to be their number one. When they leave, that influence who was, drop dead gorgeous and Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome Prince Charming, right? And as children, we're taught, as little girls, we're taught that we want, the princess wedding and we want, all of this fancy stuff and we want the white picket fence and we want everything to be sunshine and rainbows and birds are singing when we wake up because we're Cinderella and he's going to protect and save us. And then all of a sudden you get Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome and he's drop dead gorgeous. He's a fucking asshole. Done that. And a lot of us don't do that. A lot of us get caught up in stress and in struggles. In, building a home, building a family, building, a relationship, trying to juggle all the titles that we're juggling, wife, mother, friend, sister, daughter, aunt. And I'm speaking specifically to women, and this does go for men too, is you have all of these titles, all of these hats that you wear. What are you doing with them? Right? How exactly are you creating that lasting relationship? So You could ask me, and this is a common question, you could ask me, well, what if my husband leaves? Or what if my partner leaves? I've put my partner second in priority. They're second to me, and I've put them first above everything else, above my children, above my business. What happens when they leave? Or if they leave? What happens if I leave? What happens? You know who you are because you've put yourself first. So you're stable. Obviously, it's going to hurt. It's going to suck. No denial there. We all face negativity. We all face stress. It's going to happen eventually in one way or another. I'm not saying your partner's going to leave, but the stress aspect of life is a guarantee. So if they leave and you've put them first and you have this rock solid foundation of years of healthy communication, of, you know, trust, of, you know, an actual supportive partnership, if down the road, either you or your partner decide that that relationship is no longer going to be what it used to be, and you decide to part ways, you've put that relationship first. And if you have younger children, or if you run a business together, how much better is that split going to be because you have that strong foundation? Because you have that communication, that healthy communication, you've learned how to deal with your triggers. You've learned how to communicate when you're angry, or you've put a plan into place when you're raging pissed, because I know I get raging pissed. You've put a plan into place where that person will give you that time and that space. My husband knows that when I am angry and I'm upset, I need process time. I need time to sit. I need time to release that negative, very volatile emotion that I'm feeling because I'm angry and I feel backed into a corner. And I don't want to lash out on him. I don't want to lash out at him. I don't want to lash out at my children. I don't care whose fault it is. I'm the one responding to my triggers, right? I'm the one responding to my triggers. I don't want to lash out on him. So we've put that plan into place that if I'm angry, or if I'm upset, he gives me that time I need to process. And then he comes back and then we talk. And our relationship is stronger because of that. So we put our relationship first. We put our relationship before our children. It doesn't mean we don't love our children. It doesn't mean we don't fully 100% take care of our children. But our relationship will last longer than our children will be at home. And it needs to be treated that way. So my priorities are myself. My business is a huge priority, but careers, businesses, they come and go. So it's myself, my husband, and my children. And then the rest of my life. My husband comes before them. And that's exactly why, is because it's always going to be me. Number one, it is always going to be me. Nobody else is going to be there for me for the entirety of my life. Nobody. Number two, my husband, because I made a vow that we would be together till death do us part. And I intend to keep that vow. I madly, madly love my husband, triggers and all. And I work every day to make sure that that relationship is healthy and lasting. My children are number three. I love them dearly. They drive me freaking nuts. But I love them, I take care of them, I support them when they need it, and I will put them first at times when they need that most. Because it is always a juggling act. And as moms, as wives, as entrepreneurs, as professional women, we juggle a lot. That's why I created this program, because I want you to find yourself, reclaim your confidence, create healthy communication with your partner and with yourself, and reignite that spark, because connection, communication, creativity is very, very, very important. You give what you expect to get. And 50-50. Abs screws with your relationship more than you will ever know. And I'm going to get into that tomorrow. So being a parent, everything that you have to do, you've got homework, you've got clothing, you've got to do laundry, you've got to make sure they're eating right. You have to make sure they're, you know, personal hygiene, absolutely.